how I came to take him to the Fitz Brilliance. Of course, you have heard of the Fitz Brilliance. If you have not, it is not their fault. They are the smartest people in London. Always hard at work, keeping up to date, are the Fitz Brilliance. But my uncle did not appreciate them. Worse, they did not appreciate my uncle. He came to me again, more pent up than ever, and the thing I had feared happened. He began to discourse to me. It was about fashion, with a decided reference to the Fitz Brilliance, and some reflections upon the alleys of literary ability and genius I had taken him through. "George," said my uncle, "this fashion is just brand new vulgarity. It is merely the regal side of the medal. The highly fashionable and the absolutely vulgar are but two faces of the common coin of humanity, struck millions at a time. Spin the thing in the light of wealth, and I defy you, as it whizzes from the illumination of riches to the shadow of poverty, to distinguish the one stamp from the other. You cannot say, here the mode ends, and there the unspeakable thing, its counterpart, has its beginning. Their distinction of mere position has